With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting thousands brave snowy weather and bone-chilling temperatures to attend the 51st annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. Friday. Clergy and politicians addressed the large crowd on the National Mall. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he was an unplanned baby.
I am myself a product of an unplanned pregnancy. In January of 1972, exactly 1 year before Roe v. Wade, my parents, who were just teenagers at the time, chose life. And I am very profoundly grateful that they did.
March organizer Jeannie Mancini told the crowd to keep fighting until abortion is unthinkable. A grand jury in New Mexico has indicted Alec Baldwin on an involuntary manslaughter charge for a fatal shooting on a movie set. Ed Donahue reports.
Prosecutors say there's new analysis of the gun that was used when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was wounded in 2021 on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin was pointing a gun at Hutchins during rehearsal.
I take the gun out slowly. I turn, I cock the pistol. Bang! He goes up. She hits the ground. She goes down. He goes down, screaming.
Alec Baldwin told police he pulled back the hammer, but not the trigger.
I've been doing this. I shot enough guns in my day in movies. I've never seen this before.
A charge of involuntary manslaughter was dismissed last year. Prosecutors said the gun might have malfunctioned, but this new report says the trigger had to have been pulled or depressed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Microsoft says state-backed Russian hackers broke into its corporate email system and accessed accounts of members of the company's leadership team, as well as those of cybersecurity and legal employees. In a blog post Friday, Microsoft said the intrusion began in late November and was discovered January 12th. On Wall Street, the Dow by 395 points. This is SRN News. A Christian school in Iowa is arming itself.
Stunned by the deadly shooting at Perry High School this month, officials at Siouxland Christian School in Sioux City say they will authorize a select group of staff members to carry guns on campus. Superintendent Lindsay Lorich says, quote, "We must employ all the tools and resources at our disposal in order to be prepared for the worst-case scenarios. Teachers and children should not be afraid to come to school." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's new patriotic education law went into effect on January 1st, and religious freedom advocates are concerned. The legislation specifically states the government is greater than any faith or deity, and that state law supersedes all religious doctrines. International Christian Concern reviewed the law and reports that one article requires that all Christians must promote core socialist values and promote the construction of socialist culture with Chinese characteristics. This is SRN News. It's a record-breaking day on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 rallied 1.2% Friday to surpass its prior all-time high set at the start of 2022. The benchmark index had dropped as much as 25% from that record on worries about much higher interest rates. Since then, inflation has cooled off, the economy has remained out of a recession, and the expectation is now for interest rates to ease. Tech stocks again helped lead the market, led by chip makers including Broadcom, NVIDIA, and Advanced Micro Devices. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.7%. The Dow, which set its own record high last month, rose 395 points. That's about 1.1%. Seth Sutel, New York.
An experienced hiker who had accomplished the triple crown of challenging cross-country hikes has died in New Hampshire's White Mountains while hiking alone in brutal conditions. 37-year-old Christopher Roma started calling 911 Tuesday night. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.